AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional development needs. You can connect with us on social media at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook at Business on the Edge, and our Facebook group page for you wonderful women out there, professionals. And if you're not working, you can connect with this page and get connected with other businesses, opportunities, On the Edge Women in Business. You can always email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments. We always like to thank our listeners each week for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership and the time that you give to listen to the show. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires you in your professional growth and development, and great guests as well. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Before you are a leader, success is all about growing yourself. When you become a leader, success is all about growing others. That is Jack Welch, former CEO of General Electric. Before you are a leader, success is all about growing yourself. I tell you, you can't get past your own development. You cannot get past your own responsibility for developing a life that can be used to lead. When you become a leader, success is all about growing others. And, you know, I like to say this little thing that managers are not always leaders, but leaders are always managers, because not everyone will grow to the place where they have the capacity to really lead others. And that's because of some things that's going on with them that they haven't mastered or achieved in their own self-growth. So that's another show, though. I don't really have an on-the-edge power question tonight, or this is certainly a fact, but it's not a question. I had the opportunity this week to share in a great opportunity with one of our customers. We work very hard for our customers, and Hesta Solutions won Small Business, California Small Business of the Year in District 25, and 80 small businesses won the California Small Business Day Award. And I was at the state capitol this week celebrating on Monday with them, and at a local hotel there that it was a great networking luncheon, keynote speakers, fantastic day, long day, but it was fantastic. And I have to say, Assembly Member Bob Wachowski, who is the District 25 Assembly Member, he is an absolute, can I say this, riot. He is hilarious. You know, we got to, you know, to spend some time with him during the luncheon, and he's a bit of a card. I'm glad I voted for him. So anyway, so congratulations to all the small businesses out there that won in your respective districts. And I wish I could name all 80 of you. I don't have the time to be able to do that, but Goldie Blocks won as well. They have been really, really hot. Oakland, yeah, that's awesome. They won the, yeah, you know, they won the Intuit Small Business Contest. I think that was at the end of last year, yes, for the Super Bowl. And so they, you know, Intuit did this great commercial for them. And if you watch the Super Bowl, you would have seen the Intuit commercial with the, about Goldie Blocks, which is a toy or toys that are for women, for girls, not women. We play with toys. Kids go to science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Okay, so they are educating young girls on building, on having the scientific, technology, engineering, mathematics mind. So congratulations to them as well. So that was really cool to you know, have them there as well in meeting the CEO. And so again, you know, if you get a chance, you know, go online and see who those small businesses are. And if you're a small business owner, you could be one of those winners. You could be one of those winners. So we're proud of HazTest Solutions in that particular win. So here's some interesting information in the news. In the news, Small Biz Trends, one of my favorite. So 13 best practices for building solid small business operations. Well, I'm not going to read all 13 because I've gone through all 13 and it's, some of it is kind of redundant. I'm not sure where they were going with, you know, it looks different. The titles are different, but it's kind of a lot of the leaders are saying the same thing, which is great, having a great team. So number one, setting team expectations. So what, and you can go out to smallbusinesstrends.com and read this. You know, if you're a small business owner, you know, this is probably, this is a site that should be in your to read arsenal. Information, they are very, very good at giving you tools, letting you know what contests are out there, you know, giving you information that will help you fortify your business and or your company. And you know what, before I go on, I'm going to have my producer something. You know, the small business, California Small Businesses Award Ceremony was absolutely fantastic. Great keynote speaker. Johnny the Jet Rogers was the keynote speaker. And so I'm going to have my producer go ahead and give him a call and see if we can get him on the line and kind of talk about a little bit of his keynote, and we'll give you a little more introduction on him when he gets him on the line. And for those of you that are football lovers, will know who Johnny the Jet Rogers is, and I'll give you a little bit more information in just a moment. We're going to continue on with this best practices. So setting proper team expectations and accountability has become one of the most impactful things to my business. Twice a month, we bring all managers and executives together for a big meeting to discuss each department and their accomplishments and challenges. It is also a time for other departments to give feedback to management. At the end of these meetings, everyone leaves with follow-up tasks. This is fantastic. David Schwartz is the EMM Deaver, hope I'm saying that right, doing business as Kruber and Wireless Watchdogs. That's a company I don't know anything about, but this is very, very good information. One of the things that I do as a business coach is I have these meetings once a week or typically once a week with customers and with regards to what's going on in their businesses so they can take that back and take it through their teams so they can implement certain things. But setting team expectations and accountability absolutely is a must have. Getting feedback, must have, because your team can think about things that you might not think about, and you'll generate thought, which number two is fantastic. And so I'm going to do maybe three of these, and then we're going to bring the Jet Rogers on. Managing without ego. Don't be so cocky. Managing without ego. You know, I can't, I can't stand sloths, right? You know what I hate, kind of dislike, maybe hate's a little, is strong. I do not like peacocks.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
No, you know, sloths and peacocks, I tell you, there's just no balance there. They're both extremes. So here's what Travis Steffen, Cyber Superpowers, had to say. And this is his quote. Many CEOs, COOs, and executive level staff have various methods that they swear are the best ways of doing things. But what many people don't take into account is that there are other variables at work, such as the dynamics of the company and the people within it. Solid operations come from management who can admit that's the key right there. We could end it really right there. Can admit when their systems are failing and are willing to change to improve. Don't be so stuck to a failing system. So that's really good information. So what is my number three going to be? Let's do 13. Owning the operation from start to finish. And this is Phil DeMonte from Dashed. Hire someone to own the operation from start to finish. This person should be obsessed with the details, the matrix, the numbers. They should be elated when they hit their goal and inspired to do better when they miss it. They need to eat, sleep, and breathe it. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Good stuff. So you can go out to Small Business Trends, smallbiztrends.com, and you can read all 13 and pack that away in your arsenal and actually apply it to your business. So we have Johnny the Jet Rogers on the line. And let me share a little bit about the Jet. Now, he is a 1972 Heisman Trophy winner. He is a businessman and author. He was named Player of the Century. Who gets named like Player of the Century? Are you kidding me? By the University of Nebraska. Cornhuskers. They're the Cornhuskers. So we're going to bring the Jet on, Johnny the Jet Rogers. And again, he was a keynote for the California Small Business Day, and he did a fantastic job. I was really, really, I really enjoyed his presentation. He is also the author of An Era of Greatness, and this man is certainly great. And so we're going to say hello to Johnny. Johnny, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, Coach. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you for coming on the show tonight.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Looks like you got a big time show going nationwide, the third largest show in the country.
We do. We do. And now we have the Player of the Century.
Well, I think more importantly, I'd like to make note that the team I played with, the 71 Cornhuskers, my teammates have been voted the best college football team of all time. And when you're fortunate enough to play with guys of that caliber, it really kind of pushes your level up to different levels. And you know, all of we had quite a few guys that were All-Americans, all Big Eight, all conference, and Outland Trophy winners, Outland Lombardi Trophy winners. We just had a whole stack of guys that Coach Bob DeVatti was able to gather up and put together on the field at the same time. So I was very fortunate.
That's, you know, that's exciting. And you know, you speak like a true leader. Leaders will always talk about their teams and those that help bring that victory to pass. So I certainly can respect that. And are we ready for a commercial break? Let's go to a commercial break, and we're going to come back to Johnny the Jet Rogers, and we're going to say hello to Sajjad Mir, CEO of Hesta Solutions, and congratulate him on air. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Be Here's Business Leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Injury accident in San Jose. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. An injury accident on northbound 280 at 10th Street on the on-ramp. That vehicle overturned. Emergency crews are on the way there, so expect slow traffic there. Usual slow traffic on your way to the Bay Bridge. Northbound 101, slow from 280 to 80. 80 still slow onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. San Mateo, northbound 101 after Keough Avenue. There was an earlier signal alert to clear a six-vehicle injury accident. Everything is out of the way over to the right-hand shoulder, and traffic is stop and go from Whipple Avenue. In Fremont, a stall in the third lane from the left, northbound 880 at Dakota Road, and also slow traffic northbound 880 between Dakota and A Street. Imagine the dark picture of Thomas Edison had given up on the light bulb, but failure didn't discourage him. Optimism, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. I'm Ted Asfergata with traffic on AM 1220 KDOW.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you a respected professional serving the commercial real estate industry in the Bay Area? The Commercial Real Estate Show can be a great way to reach your target audience. The show's informative content being delivered to the Bay Area can be, well, thanks to you. There are other business generation benefits in your market as well. To reserve professional radio advertising on the show for your industry, call 888-612-SHOW, 888-612-SHOW, or visit commercialrealestateshow.com.
The Good Life, made better with Stephen F. Lavelle.
You're a boomer, but you're not a high earner. You're a middle income earner. This week's show is for you. If you're worried about having enough money to last for your entire retirement period, you'll hear some useful approaches. I can't help you manufacture income, but I can help you preserve and save more of it. Talk to you on Saturday.
It's at 9 a.m. on AM 1220 KDOW.
I'm Nicole Sanders, and I'm a cash call mortgage agent. I love my job because I do a ton of loans and save my customers a ton of money. Customers like Jim.
I figured I could refinance and save money, but I kept procrastinating. Finally, I called 866-590-CASH, and in about 5 minutes, Nicole told me how much I could save and how easy the process would be. Best of all, their fee was less than $500.
Because we do so many mortgages, we charge just $495 to close any loan, anytime. And our rates can be much lower than what you've got now. Like today's 30-year fixed at 4.125% rate, 4.148 APR.
Cash Call is saving me big bucks every month, plus I pulled $100,000 cash out of my house. I should have called sooner.
I helped Jim, and I'd like to help you too. Call us at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I love it. I tell you, I have the greatest producer on the planet. He's awesome. Awesome. I love it. You know, we're back on the field here with Johnny the Jet Rogers. We also have Sajjad Mir. Let's bring them both in. Sajjad Mir is a CEO of Hasta Solutions and one of the 80 winners of the California Small Business Award. And we just appreciate our small businesses. They are absolutely the backbone of our country. And so creating jobs, new opportunities, taking risks, and also having an opportunity to listen to the presentation of the JET. And so I'm going to ask Sajjad Mir, how are you tonight?
Great, Margaret. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Congratulations on the award, Sajjad.
Yes. Yes, great. I want to talk to you about a little bit about this. We feel privileged. We feel privileged, excited, thankful, and very, very humbled to receive this award. And it is based on our the company as a whole. And my team deserves actually more applause for this than just me. Aurelia. Yeah. So, and I thank you. I also was happy to see Johnny, and it was a great presentation. It was very motivational for people to understand what he's doing and what can be done for future generations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Johnny, you're still on the line here with us. So can you share a little bit about your presentation on Monday for the small businesses, the goal really in terms of what you wanted them to get as small business owners?
Well, Margaret, starting off, my intent always is to let people know just how I started off in life. You know, some people start off with a silver spoon in their mouth and some people are just able to make it. And lots of time people in our communities don't think they can go places to do things because they don't start off as much. So when you start off in a neighborhood where you go to the bathroom at the outhouse and you got to draw your water from a well with no electricity at your house, then I'm breaking it down really at a low level.
Right.
Bring it up. And also I stressed that physically, you know, I was born with asthma and I had tuberculosis when I was young, and I played through college with bleeding ulcers. and I still was able to accomplish those goals after I got over my fears. And my first fears I had in life was it was really a rooster that we had that was outside the house, that he was bigger than I was and faster than I was, and it was always a challenge for me to get to the bathroom. And sometimes I would tell people that I was wondering, should I run or should I hide or should I just, you know, hold it? And sometimes I just shoot it all over myself, fooling around with that rooster. But once I was able to get over those fears, I went up into a whole new level. And that's the kind of thing that holds us back lots of times is our fears. And one of the ways when I did get over that I got to another level is that I ran into a guy who really cared about me at the boys' club, and he believed in me. He believed I had potential. And so because he believed in me, he was willing to step out on a limb to introduce me to a world-class coach, which happened to be the brother of Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson,
right,
for the St. Louis Cardinals. And he happened to be my coach. And through that coaching, I learned not just how to play baseball, but I learned how to win, is basically what I tell him. And that maybe in life, it's life is more about finding yourself the right coach and the right mentor or the right teacher and then studying them like a science. It sure might not be about being brilliant or bright. It's about surrounding yourself with the right people. As I explain when I talk about my teammates, I was fortunate enough through our coach being able to recruit to surround myself with the right people that were able to take us to a whole new level. And I learned early in life that when you succeed, nobody does anything by themselves.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Somebody always helps you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And those are powerful words. It's surrounding yourself around the mentors and coaches that can help you excel to where you need to be. And what's interesting about mentors and coaches is that they can see the blind spots and they can see the areas that need improvement and sharpening and to get you to those realistic goals. We're going to go ahead and go to a commercial break. And when we come back, a little bit more from Sajjad Mir and the tours that he has at his business that schools can go, colleges can go, and all of that good stuff. So AM 1220 KDOW Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Traffic. Slow to the Bay Bridge. We're brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. North 101 stacked up from 280 through the city by the bay. We'll continue slow onto the bridge headed out towards the tunnel. Westbound direction slow from the tower into San Francisco to the 101 split. Let's go to the southbound Golden Gate Bridge ride. That's slow Rodeo Sausalito headed down towards the span. San Mateo Hills, a crash on North 280 at Bunker Hill Drive. Four vehicles in the center divider. Slow from Highway 92 there. Earlier crash in the city of San Mateo on North 101 at Kehoe. Clear, but North 101 slow out of Redwood City, headed up to and past that point. And watch for delays. Eastbound 92 headed for the San Mateo Bridge. Wind advisory up for the bridge at this hour.
You've seen the paintings, the Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's, the wise police officer talking a young boy out of running away from home. Norman Rockwell inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
I'm going for groceries
to Grandma's.
I'm going to the mall.
Dance lessons, camping.
Off to basketball.
Going fishing, skipping stones. Going out, going home.
Loving the moments that we share.
Wherever you're going, the quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Let's drive.
Olympic One, the only paint and primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula, is now 10% off at Lowe's. That's right, 10% off. And 10% off Olympic One is like 1,000% better than anything else because it has outstanding stain resistance, withstands over 1,500 scrubs, and earned the Good Housekeeping seal. Take that, lesser paints. 10% off Olympic One exclusively at Lowe's. Boom, drop the mic. So, I'm trying to drop it, and it's still connected. Offer valid June 19th through June 23rd, exclusively at Lowe's.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Tired of getting less than 1% interest from your bank? To get sky-high dividends, log on to freedividendreport.com. Mark Skousen's free special report lists three dividend plays that will bring you consistent sky-high dividends. Discover the special money-making advantages of high dividend equities in Dr. Mark Skousen's free special report, Three Dividend Plays with Sky-High Returns. To get your free report, log on to freedividendreport.com. Log on now, freedividendreport.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are here tonight with CEO Sajjad Mir, winner of the Small Business Award for District 25, and also Johnny the Jet Rogers, 1972 Heisman Trophy winner, businessman, and author. Sajjad, there's this buzzword, STEM, that's really, you know, with our girls and our young people, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. What is HASTIS doing to get involved with regards to young women and girls entering into these fields?
Yes, Margaret, this is one of our main goals at HASTIS, to be able to introduce the STEM, where we can give opportunities for the college students to come visit us, take a look at what we are doing, because we believe what HASTIS does covers a lot of industries. I'm going to describe that in a second. But we do want to motivate the young engineers, the women engineers coming out of college or even perhaps high school. Before I do that, let me just say a couple of words about Johnny, if it's okay with you.
Oh, absolutely. Go right ahead.
Johnny, you had a great speech, the keynote address at the SBA convention or honorary. So a couple of things you mentioned about, one, you said there's a generation who does not remember you because they are that type, that time, and the other generation is too young to remember, know who you were. But there's another generation, which I belong to, which remembers you very well. In 1972, I was a graduate student engineering at the Loyola University in Southern California. And I remember very well. And that was the same year where Jerry West won the championship for the Lakers after struggling for 2 or 3 years. So I remember you very well. Okay, so you are a fantastic athlete. And the other thing you did mention was you had good coaches and all that. But that is, of course, one thing. But the main thing is there are thousands of players working under great coaches. But very few really listen to the coaches and are self-motivated as you were. So the credit really does go to you quite a bit, as well as your team, of course, but you deserve a lot of applause for working your way through and struggling and doing all that. So my hat's off to you. Going back to what we do.
You won your award as well.
Thank you very much. Going back to what we do, we create or simulate the environmental conditions for any environment condition for products to be tested. So just to give you a brief idea, anything that's made, a material or a product, has to be tested under the application, under the use of its application. So we simulate and create those conditions. For now, example, we are making a chamber which is meant for the U.S. Navy, where they will be testing products under similar conditions of the ocean, the sea, where we will create the rain, we actually are doing that right now, that the units that are on the ship will be exposed to, we are creating the salt fog conditions. Again, this is related to the ocean. And we also creating the drip test, which is when the rain is at a drip level. So these are the conditions that are required for any unit that is placed on a ship in the ocean. So it's pretty extreme conditions, and we have a great product on display at Hastress, which will be actually disassembled and sent out to the customer next 3 or 4 weeks. So we are inviting anybody and everybody who can come, including the college students and the girl engineers, the lady engineers, the women engineers, whatever, to come and take a look at what we are doing. And this is just one thing. So now, at the same time, we can create any condition. It could be the solar conditions, the LED condition, whatever it is, we can create and simulate the condition for testing those.
That...
So we invite everyone, not only college, but we invite the industry people who are working on projects and products that they feel that need to be tested. We are here in Silicon Valley.
Absolutely. And you heard it here, everyone. CEO Sajjad Mir, HasTest.com. HasTest, H-A-S, test. You know, get it? HasTest, anyway, my own little joke. HasTest.com. Get connected. Get your colleges, schools out, industry leaders in the industry of anything that needs to be tested. And as Sajjad would say, is that everything needs to be tested. So it's a great tour. I've been on the tour several times. I'm excited. The chamber that they have that reaches to the ceiling in their demo laboratory is absolutely phenomenal. So if you get an opportunity, definitely go out to their website. They have contact information out here to connect with them. Again, that's HasTest.com. 408-945-7861. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to come back with the Jet. And thank you, Sajjad, for coming on the show tonight. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
You by Nexium 24 Hour. The crash South 680 after Landes. Three vehicles, two middle lanes are blocked. Stop traffic from 237 as a result. And the northbound direction of 680 is a slow go as you head after Mission Boulevard south in Fremont on the way to Andrade Road. Elsewhere, other slow spots include Pittsburgh Highway 4 eastbound, slow from Loveridge on the way to Contra Loma in Antioch. Still watch for delays through portions of Solano County. A couple of major brush fires, wind-driven brush fires, burning this afternoon, one of which was sparked near the Cordelia Junction a couple of hours ago. Now, for the first time ever, the purple pill is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, over-the-counter protection from the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand. This is Nexium-level protection. Peter Ashley with traffic on KDOW.
The weather can be unpredictable, but your investments shouldn't be. In spite of recent market highs, the market remains volatile. In fact, the Dow Jones has seen not only two of the largest booms in the last 20 years, but two of the largest crashes. And with today's low interest rates, CDs and bonds don't even keep up with inflation. If you're looking for higher yields or more predictable performance, then Pinnacle Investment Properties has a solution. Learn how you can make your money work for you through cash-flowing residential investment properties in safe, stable markets like Indianapolis, Kansas City, and Atlanta. To learn how you can invest in the best real estate markets and live where you want, get the free Pinnacle Perspective Report. Go to investwithpinnacle.com today. The free Pinnacle Perspective Report at investwithpinnacle.com. Take control of your financial future with Pinnacle Investment Properties. Get the free Pinnacle Perspective Report at investwithpinnacle.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. And remember, if you want to get your questions and comments on air, or if you have a question for Johnny the Jet Rogers, you can call in at 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220. Our On the Edge Women in Business Club, next week's show, we're going to have the Women in Business Club in the house. We are, and it's going to be unusual because I don't know who's going to be the guest. We've got a little contest that we're going to do, and I won't know who the guest is until they show up in the chair. So you're going to get to find out what the club is all about, what their businesses are, what their professions are, and we're going to have a little bit of fun with that next week. So make sure that you tune in for that. The Women in Business Club, if you are a woman in business or a professional, or if you're not working or you're out of work, or you're interested in getting connected to a club that can help you pursue something, you're not really sure what that is, get connected with our club. You can go online and register for our annual membership, which is ridiculously a steal. But the goal is for us to give you and help you and support you in your business goals, in your professional goals and personal goals. And of course, we have a junior membership level. We have a professional membership level and a business owner level. And then we have a premium level. That premium level you cannot buy into. You must graduate into. You have to earn that. So go out to businessontheedge.biz. Click on our On the Edge Women in Business icon, logo, and you will get connected and you can see a little bit more information there. You can see the membership benefits and so forth. We are back with Johnny the Jet Rogers, and he has been sharing about his participation in the California Small Business Year Award. And we're going to go off topic. We again congratulate all of the 80 small businesses. Great job. Keep up the good work. Now, Johnny, you have some interesting things going on. You have the Jet Award, and you have you've authored a book. Can you talk a little bit about those two things for us?
Well, the Jet Award was created in 2011 because I recognized that the only category in college football that didn't have an award attached to it was the punt return and kickoff guys, what we call the return specialists. And they're probably two of the most exciting positions in college football. I mean, you have guys running 100-yard touchdowns, and they can break the game wide open, or they can drop a punt and lose the game, but it's very exciting. So a guy named Dan Jenkins, that was the head writer for Sports Illustrated, now Hall of Fame magazine, actually did a Teams of the Decade, and he picked Deion Sanders, Joe Washington, and myself as the best college football return specialist ever. And I took that idea and created a trophy from it. And so now we're in our third year, and Ty Montgomery from Sanford was this year's winner that we just gave out in April. It's always the second Thursday in April each year.
That is absolutely fantastic. And you're such a great guy. You're a giver. You're approachable. You know, watching you at the event, you really, if I can say this, you certainly know how to work a room and an audience and a crowd. So now, with regards to your authorship, so where can we get your book on Amazon? Where are we locating that?
Well, my book is about 7-8 years old here right now. Right now, we're more on speaking programs, and I'm working with a Rural Media Group. I'm the new business development director for RFD TV,
and Rural Radio 80 on your dial, and RFD TV, the magazine, Sirius Radio XM 80, and RFD TV, the theater. I work with a rural group here in Nebraska, and we're the largest rural network for the rural community across the country and in the country.
Wow. Wow, that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, so we're doing lots of things. We just put on the first, the biggest rodeo in history, a rodeo. It was 2 days, and we had $1 million a day for the prize.
Wow. Wow,
we gave out $1 million a day in Dallas Stadium down in Arlington, Texas.
I need to be in that contest. there's a contest for you. So, Johnny, what, you know, as you talked about your coaches, so how did the coaches, your coaches, get you into the end zone? You know, I saw some of your footage that you shared at the event on Monday, and I particularly like the running into the end zone backwards. Classic. That's just classic.
Well, thank you. I'm glad my coach went along with it, because at that particular time in history, people weren't used to doing it a little bit different. And I understood it was basically entertainment. People wanted to be entertained, and they wanted to see the things that were daring. And as I used that as my signature mark from college to the pros, you know, people would just wait to see if I would ever fall down and trip as I ran my touchdowns backwards. But again, I think I attribute a lot to my teammates giving me that much latitude and to be able to be in open so often that I was able actually to do that. But a coach's job is basically to be able to pull the best out of you more than you think you can do.
Absolutely.
You mentioned earlier tonight about, you know, people not really succeeding because maybe they think they already know what to do. I heard you talking earlier about ego. We talk ego is E-G-O, edge got out.
Right.
You got to keep him in the game. And most of the time that when people are not following the coaches or information from a higher place, is because they're already convinced that they already know.
Right, right.
You don't have to wait for someone to help you or to tell you if you're convinced that you already know.
Right.
But the question is, and when a coach gets you to the point is, can you produce your best when it matters most?
Absolutely.
That's at the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Can you produce your best when it matters most?
Absolutely.
And lots of times it's not really been on ability. It's because you have respect for the coach and you don't really want to let him down. I tell people lots of times that I'd rather slide bare booty on a razor blade than let our team or our coaches down because they believed in me and I had a job to do. And if everybody did what they were supposed to do, then we can win.
Absolutely. 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 We're going to go to a commercial break and we're going to wrap up and we're going to get some final words from Johnny the Jet Rogers. Thank you. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, BRA's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Heads up in Milpitas for delays on southbound 680. Our update brought to you by Nexium 24 Hour. The crash south 680 after Landes, 3 vehicles, 2 middle lanes are blocked. Stop traffic from 237 as a result. And the northbound direction of 680 is a slow go as you head after Mission Boulevard south in Fremont on the way to Andrade Road. Elsewhere, other slow spots include Pittsburgh Highway 4 eastbound, slow from Loveridge on the way to Contra Loma in Antioch. Still watch for delays through portions of Solano County. A couple of major brush fires, wind-driven brush fires, burning this afternoon, one of which was sparked near the Cordelia Junction a couple of hours ago. Now, for the first time ever, the Purple Pill is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, over-the-counter protection from the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand. This is Nexium-level protection. Peter Ashley with traffic on KDOW.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive women in business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Recycling isn't just good for the environment, it's good for business. Consumer demand for recycled products is increasing, and smart businesses are taking advantage of this, turning their trash into cash. At CIWA Incorporated, we'd like to help your business do the same. With a zero-waste recycling plan from CIWA, you can save 55 to 75% of your annual cost in just 90 days. After that, it's money in the bank. And because your dime is our nickel, there's zero risk. If you don't save a dime, we won't make a nickel. Bottom line, when your business recycles, your business saves money. Just ask the Pittsburgh School Board, where our zero waste program created enough of a surplus to save 13 teachers' jobs and rescue 15 programs that would have otherwise fallen to budget cuts. Learn how CIWA can help you turn your trash into cash. For a free evaluation with CIWA Incorporated, visit CIWAinc.com.
The rules of investing are continually changing. Strategies that served you well in your 20s and 30s can prove financially disastrous as you approach retirement. With new tax legislation and confusing investment and estate regulations, many seniors have lost sight of their financial picture. Each Saturday on KDOW, investment advisor Bruce Gray puts it all in focus, covering the issues that directly affect today's seniors. Listen to The Retirement Navigator, Saturday at 2 p.m. here on AM 1220 KDOW.
You might think that an interview with the president of the State Bar of California would be a ho-hum experience, but not when that person is the first public defender and Latino elected to the post. This weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi and Howard Miller talk with Luis Rodriguez about court access for the poor and immigration fraud. Before you misjudge the headlines, listen to the heart of the man. Champions of Justice, Saturday night at 5 and Sunday night at 8 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. It has been a lively evening, to say the least. Johnny, the Jed Rogers, has brought a real synergy to the show tonight. And, you know, I want to, Johnny, how can our audience connect with you? You have a website. Can you give us that information? Do we still have the Jed online? I see him here still. Johnny, are you there?
Oh, yes. Excuse me. I had it on mute. I was talking to myself. Margaret. Yeah, you can reach me to my Facebook page. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. So we can connect with your Facebook page on Facebook?
Yes. Johnny S. Rogers. I have two of them. I have a fan page that you'll see, and there's two of them. I have another one where you see me on the football field. My picture, but I have one that's my personal one, and another one is my fan page. We have several thousand people, and they can keep up. We post information daily. We had information about the conference in Sacramento just the other day. As I move around the country, we post a lot of information. And people can also reach me at my website. It's jr20.com.
JR20.com, and you can connect with Johnny.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry, say that again.
JR20.com.
JR20.com,
yeah.
And Facebook. So get connected to Johnny Rogers. He is doing some great and fantastic things. Before we get out of here tonight, Johnny, can you give us, what is your best advice for reaching your life's goal?
Well, I really wasn't, like I said, I was very sickly when I was young. I was small. I was very quick, but necessarily wasn't really fast. I think my biggest attribute, Margaret, was I just couldn't be outworked. I got the habit you never give up on anything big or small, because it could be a habit. So I was tenacious as far as my workouts were concerned, and just hanging in there and realizing that you just got to keep it close. You could really win at the end. And as life moved on, I realized that success really wasn't a secret. It was a system. And so I was able, my coaches were able to inform me of different things and value sets that they had. There was a system, and following the system that made other people successful. If I implemented that, made me successful. And it really goes through business the same way. It's not a secret, it's a system. And we have a system now that I go around and talk to different groups about. It's called the Heisman Factor System, which I didn't get an opportunity to share with them because of the time frame involved the other day. But everyone needs to have some type of system really to go by. Success has been duplicated over and over and over in the world. And you can apply different successful people like Napoleon Hill and Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Les Brown. All these guys follow the system to get to where they're going.
Yeah, absolutely.
And our people and our children need to follow that same type of system in relation to what their goals and dreams and goals are, and they can do it too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you heard it here from Johnny the Jet Rogers, 72 Heisman Trophy winner, businessman, and author. We appreciate you for tuning in tonight. Definitely go out to his Facebook page. I am out there now, Johnny Rogers. And next week, tune in with our Women in Business Club. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.